Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, Yevames, Perik Tes Zayin, Mishnah Beis. So I want to remind you what we learned in the previous Perik, Mishnah Dalet to be exact. There are five women that are not believed to testify on behalf of another woman that her husband died. Because the likelihood of them lying bedafka, yes, Chazal assess human nature, what could happen to a person, bedafka to get her into trouble, is high. Remember who those five women were? Her husband's mother, her mother-in-law, her husband's sister, her mother-in-law's daughter, the tsara, the other wife in the marriage, her husband's brother's wife, and her husband's daughter from a different marriage. Her husband's brother's wife is called Vivimta, because she's the wife of, why should these women not like each other? And the answer is because they're thinking about the possibility that if one of their husbands dies without children, then they're going to both be wives in the same marriage. So now our Mishnah tells us as follows. Shtei Yevamais. Again, we're Perik Tes Zayin Mishnah Beis. Two Yevamais. In other words, the wives of two brothers that have no sons. Both of them came Mimedinas Hayam. Zuay Meres. One of them says, Mes Bali, my husband died. Vizuay Meres. And the other one also says, Mes Bali, my husband died. Zakta Mishnah, Zu Asura, she's going to be asked to marry anyone else she wants, and they buy Lashel Zu, because of the husband of the other one. Maybe that person's really alive. And there's a Zikas Yivam. The Zu Asura and the other one will be Asur to get married to anyone she wants, and they buy Lashel Zu, because of the other one's husband. Wait a second. Each one is testifying that her husband died, and they're believed that their husband died. A woman is believed to say her husband died. True. But she's only believed in regard to her status as an Eshes Ish. She's not believed in regard to her Yevamah. For all we know, both of these men could be alive, and each one is trying to get the other one into trouble. Zakta Mishnah Vayit to Im Lezu. Let's say one of them has Eidim that her husband died to back up what she's saying. Lezu ain't Eidim, and the other one does not have Eidim. She's just telling us that that's what happened. Es sheyesh lo edim, the one that has edim to back up what she's saying, that her husband died, asuda, she's asur to get married to anyone that she wants. The es she'ein lo edim, and the one who has no edim to back up her claim that her husband died, she's mutter to get married to whomever she wants. So on the surface, it sounds funny. Wait, the one that has edim can't get married? The one that doesn't have edim can get married? But think into it a little bit. We're not talking about her own husband, whether she's not an eshes ish anymore. For that, she's believed. The shaila is whether her brother-in-law is alive or not. In order for her to be able to marry anyone she wants, we have to assume her brother-in-law died also, and therefore there's no zikas yivim. She's not a yivama. So the one that comes along and says, oh, my husband died, and here are my edim, and the edim back it up, that's not going to help her marry anyone she wants, because we're going to say, yeah, but what about your husband's brother? Oh. But my sister-in-law said that she died. She can't testify on your behalf. And the other one that comes along and says, look, my husband died, but I have no edim. So we're going to say, well, you're no longer an eshes ish. We believe your husband died. And you can marry anyone that you want. Because in regard to your brother-in-law's death, there are edim. So we're not relying on the testimony of your sister-in-law. That's why what at first glance appears ironic, but lemaisa, that's the way it is. The one who has edim on her husband doesn't have edim on her brother-in-law. And the one who doesn't have edim on her husband doesn't really need it, because the woman is believed, but there are edim about her brother-in-law. So she can marry anyone she wants. She's not an eshes ish based on her own testimony. And she's not a yevama based on the edim. Vayter zakta Mishnah. What if, lezu banim, one has children from her husband, lezu ein banim, one does not. And each one is testifying that her husband died. Es sheyesh lo banim, the one that has children, muteris, she can get married to whomever she wants, because we believe her that her husband died, she's not an eshes ish. And as far as the concern that she's a yevama, she's not a yevama because she has children. But the es she'ein lo banim, the one that doesn't have children, asura, she can't. She's going to be asur because maybe you're a yevama. We believe you, your husband died, but who says your brother-in-law died? And your sister-in-law can't testify on your behalf that you shouldn't be a yevama, because we can't trust her. Weiter says the Mishnah. Sagt the Mishnah weiter. Now again, in the next case, we're going to be talking about two Yevamos that testified that their husbands died. They have no Edim. They have no children. But in this case, the two husbands had other brothers that are here. Zakta Mishnah and the Siavmu, let's say, these women became Yevamos. Two women came and they said they testified that their husband died. But there were other brothers. These other brothers could be Miyavim them. Let's say there were four brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Rachel testifies that her husband Reuven died. And Levi is Miyavim her. Sarah testifies that her husband Shimon died. And Yehuda is Miyavim her. Is this okay? Yeah, we learned about this in Perek Tezvav, Mishnah Aleph. We said they're Beferish. If a woman says, my husband died, Tisyavim. Here it's not Nogeya that you can't trust one Yevama for another Yevama, two sisters-in-law. Because what are you going to say? They're lying? Even if Shimon was alive, Levi could still be Miyavim Rachel. And for that matter, Levi or Yehuda could be Miyavim Sarah, even if Reuven is alive. I don't need the testimony of the sister-in-law. But what happened now is Umesu HaYevamin, after Levi and Yehuda, the brothers that remained here, were Miyavim Rachel and Leah. They also died without children. And we have no other brothers here. So now, Asuras Lehinase. Neither Rachel or Leah can get married to Stam anyone. Because maybe they're Yevamis. What do you mean? Levi and Yehuda died. Right. So you're Yevama. To whom? Well, now we have to worry again about Reuven and Shimon. How do we know Reuven and Shimon really died? Yeah, but Rachel testified that her husband Reuven died. That's good for herself. That can't work for Leah. You can't trust one Yevama for the other. But Sarah testified that her husband Shimon died. True. That makes her not an Eshes Ish. We can believe her that her husband died, but we can't believe her as an Edus for Rachel. Yevamas can't testify for each other. Rabbi Elazar disagrees. Rabbi Elazar, I'm Rehoel v'Hutru. Once we were matter, these women, Leivamin, once we said that the brothers that remained here, Levi and Yehuda, could be Miyavim them. So we're assuming that their husbands died, obviously. If their husbands were alive, how could Levi and Yehuda be Miyavim them? She's an Eshes Ish, she's an Eshes Ach, Rachman al Islam. So we're going with an assumption that their husbands died. And a marriage actually took place. There was a Yivum. So Hutru L'Chalav. We're not going to go back now and say, but maybe not. Basically, you can see the Tosfos Yamtiv over here. He brings the Gemara. Rabbi Elazar says, look, I understand Yevamis may try to get the other sister-in-law in trouble, but she's not going to go so far as to allow herself to become a Yevama and to get married? You think each one would allow Levi and Yehuda to be Miyavim them, knowing their husband is alive, just to get their sister-in-law in trouble? No. So if Levi and Yehuda are Miyavim them, then the assumption is Reuven and Shimon died. So to go back now, after Levi and Yehuda died, and say, oh, now we have to worry about Reuven and Shimon. No, this we're not going to do, as Isaac Rebbe Lazar. But the Allah is not like Rebbe Lazar, says the Batanu. The Chachamim say, look, there's still a possibility these women lied. Aye, they lied? You know what they were doing by lying? If Rachel and Leah are lying, and they're allowing Levi and Yehuda to be Miyavim them, each one is over a terrible Aveira. Yeah, but unfortunately it's possible that they're doing this only to get their sister-in-law in trouble, even though they're getting themselves in trouble. And that's why if Levi and Yehuda die, no, we do have to worry that maybe Reuven and Shimon are still alive. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. So chazing over our Mishnah, Kapitel Tezayim, Mishnah Beis, we have two Yevamais, two sister-in-laws, wives of two brothers that came over from Medina Siam. This one says that her husband died, and there were no children, and the other one says the same. Each one is usher to remarry because it could be that her brother-in-law is alive, and her Yevama, her sister-in-law, does not have an amanus, is not believed to testify on behalf of the other woman that you can get married, don't worry. Your Yavim is not alive. Well, you don't trust her. Each woman has to worry that her Yavim is alive, and therefore she can't marry anyone she wants. She has to have chalitza. If one of the women had Edim, witnesses that her husband died, and the other one had no witnesses, So the one that has Eidim is actually Asura to marry anyone she wants, because how do you know your brother-in-law is not alive? And the one that doesn't have Eidim could marry anyone she wants, because as far as her own status of an Eishes Ish, she's believed, and as far as her brother-in-law is concerned, over there there's Eidim. So we know that she doesn't need Chalitza. If one has children and one does not have children, the one that has children could remarry because there's no Yivim for her anyway. It's not negaya to her whether or not her brother-in-law is still alive. There wouldn't be Yivim. She has children. But the one who has no children cannot remarry. How do you know your Yavim is not alive? Then we had a case where both women that came and said their husbands died were taken as Yavamais by two other brothers that were here. So like we said, you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Rachel testifies that her husband Reuven died, and Levi's Meyavimer. Sarah testifies that her husband Shimon died, and Yehuda's Meyavimer. But now Levi and Yehuda died. They can't get married to anyone that they want. There's no other brothers here. Yeah, but there's Reuven and Shimon. Yeah, but Reuven and Shimon died. How do you know? So again, you have to rely on the testimony of your sister-in-law that Reuven and Shimon died. But Belazar disagrees. So Belazar says, wait a second. We're allowing Levi and Yehuda to be Meyavim them. That means we're working with an assumption that their husbands died. If we were to assume their husbands were alive, she's an Eishes Ish. There's no Yivim, there's an Eishes Ach. So you're allowing Levi and Yehuda to be Meyavim, Rachel and Sarah. So you're establishing a chazaka that Reuven and Shimon died. We're not going to assume, says Rabbi Lazar, that a woman would go so far as to be over such a terrible Aveira, allow for another brother to be Meyavim her, knowing that her husband is alive. To say she would do that only to get her sister-in-law in trouble? No, we're not going to assume that, says Rabbi Lazar. You're allowing Levi and Yehuda to be Meyavim her, so the assumption is that Reuven and Shimon died, and that's it. We're not going to go back to worry about that. Says Rabbi Lazar, no. But the Lach is not like Rabbi Lazar. Rather, we pass him like the Chachamim, and the Chachamim say, no, you don't know how low human nature can go. It's very possible they knew when they were getting married, they were getting themselves into trouble because their husbands are alive, and they did it, v'dafka, each one did it, in order to get their sister-in-law in trouble.